It's Takeover Monday morning. Welcome to KXFM on an absolutely stunning Laguna Beach morning. And we are starting Takeover Week the right way. With us this morning, we have Michelle Heiberg and Jennifer Reisman with the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach in with a fantastic playlist of music, first of all, and I'm sure a great conversation about music, as we've already had a really cool conversation in the lobby here the last few minutes. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Good morning, Ed. Thank you so much for having us. It's an honor to be here with you.
Thank you for helping the radio station out. This is really you and the community helping the radio station out during a very important week. So, again, we thank you for your generosity.
My pleasure. I'm so happy to be here with Jen.
Thank you.
So tell us about the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. What's happening? Tell us some things that are going on right now that are that would interest our audience.
Well, I had the honor of joining the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach about 6 months ago, and we are in a really exciting post-traumatic growth phase, as we might call it. We're led by one of the most incredible CEOs I've ever met in my life. Her name is Pam Estes, and she is a leader in trauma-informed practices and advocate for so many in the field in Orange County, and it's just a pleasure. We're doing a lot to upgrade our Canyon branch right now. We have a Dream Play Yard project underway. It's still mostly in a private phase, but you'll be hearing more about it in the weeks to come. And we started a philanthropy club with our members, which has been such a joy. Last week, we watched Mackenzie and Debbie get kindness awards at Main Beach.
I saw them. They were so adorable.
Were they first not? Of all.
They were so adorable and so worthy of it.
So worthy.
In just speaking with them for a few minutes, you learn the enormity of their hearts.
Their hearts are so large, and their leadership when it comes to philanthropy and serving other members. And every day they come and tell us things they did to uplift each other. And I've really been watching a culture of philanthropy expanding at the club, starting with the members, learning to give through their words, their art, music, and so much more to come. I feel like our community is uniting together, and the kids are leading the way. It's really beautiful.
Beautifully stated. Beautifully stated. And now you've brought yourself here to the radio station to help us out. If you'd like to donate in name, if you'd like to donate to the radio station in name of the Boys and Girls Club or of either Michelle or Jennifer, 949-715-5936 will get you through the phone here. You can talk directly to them, or we have operators standing by in the lobby at 949-715-4859. Tell us about the music you've selected.
I shared a few of my favorites. I've been finding the more I work, and I love working, and the more I want to dance. So I gave a few of the tunes that I might blast in the morning to get ready for work, like Tame Impala, Let It Happen is one of my favorites. As I do work in philanthropy, and I do believe that we live in a world filled with good karma, I introduce Karma Police. There are just so many songs on that playlist that I really enjoy. R.E.M., The Great Beyond, is definitely my favorite hiking song. I've been hiking with that a lot throughout COVID. And a song I forgot to give you, which I also love to hike with, is Heaven by the Talking Heads.
Oh, okay. Another fine choice.
Pull that up.
Whatever. We can pull that up as we move through the morning.
I love music, though. I love a variety of music, from classical, as I was a ballerina as a child, so I love Tchaikovsky. And I also love all types of music, up to some punk, not as much as my husband loves, or Jen, or Pam, our wonderful CEO. I have so much more to learn about her and all the punk music she loves, but I know that Jen already knows a bit about that. Jen, do you want to share some of your punk?
We'll get her to share as we move through the morning here in the hour. Let's punch in your first song. You chose "Let Go" by Frau Frau.
Oh yeah,
let's go.
Excuse me, I'm too busy.
Wow, that's just an incredible song by Frou Frou. I heard it first on the Garden State CD, which I bought right after that film. It was definitely a game changer. And I'm just in love with the lyrics of that song. It reminds me of gratitude, of Laguna Beach, of just jumping in. It's so amazing here. I love that line. It really is so amazing here, and it's so amazing to be here with Ed this morning and KXFM. I'm just so honored to have this opportunity to invite our community to just call in. Call us at 715-5936, or you can call the donation line at 715-4859. I kind of work in fundraising, and I know how important it is that I am part of that. So I want to start this hour off with my first pledge of $100 from Aaron and I to KXFM.
Nice.
And I invite any friends to join me with their own pledge. Anyone who wants to, just please hop in, call the line, or go to the website. I post it on Instagram in a story, the link, or you could easily donate too. And our goal's it's $60,000. We could do that with just a few gifts. If you feel a position, here's your opportunity. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thank you. That was a generous way to start the show off. Thank you so much for doing that. My goodness. And thank you so much. The generosity is in your time and in your heart with all the stuff you do throughout the community anyway. And also in sharing with us this magnificent list of songs here with, I'm sure, true meaning.
So, absolutely.
The next song you've got up is the Juliana Theory. Tell us about or that band, and the song is We're at the Top of the World. Tell us about that song for you.
Well, Juliana Theory has a song called Top of the World. And when I first moved to Laguna Beach, got my first house on Top of the World in the early 90s, quite a bargain, sold it, got another house Top of the World, wonderful. And then I left Top of the World for a while, and I lived in North Laguna, which was an absolute joy. But when I came back to old Top of the World, it had a completely different vibe. I felt like I was in Kauai, no streetlights, hundreds of trees everywhere I look, quite biophilic, quite enjoyable. And this song, Top of the World by Juliana Theory, was introduced to me while living in North Laguna, and it took on newfound fun when I got back to old Top of the World. So I hope everyone in Laguna might enjoy this song.
Fantastic. Let's hear it now.
Love.
8:14 the time. Takeover Monday, part of Takeover Week. We are full takeover mode today and tomorrow. We are fortunate to have in studio Michelle Heiberg and Jennifer Reisman, Boys and Girls Club here in Laguna Beach. Thank you again for being here, and a great list of music we've gotten.
Thank you. We're so happy to be here. And I just heard some really beautiful news from Jen during that happy song.
Let's hear it.
Jen.
My husband, Richard, would like to donate directly to KXFM.
Nice. Thank you, Richard. Yes. Thank you.
$100, so there you go.
Very cool.
Thank you.
We're so grateful to be here. And great. The word gratitude is a really important word for this week.
It is.
Across the board.
It
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
This is this if ever there's a week to be grateful, this is that week. So again, and again, we're the radio station, on behalf of the radio station, we're grateful for you. We're grateful for the work that you do throughout the community, and not just here today, this hour, but the work that you do consistently throughout the community.
Thank you, Ed. It's such a pleasure to be part of this really unique community, which I feel keeps getting more islandy. We okay. all know each other. We're all here to help each other, and more people are truly reexamining their priorities after COVID and thinking more about philanthropy and how good it feels to give. There's no more transformational joy than giving.
Right.
I know it's what we're meant to do.
It is such a great feeling. It really is.
It
sounds cliche. It really
not.
Does, but it's not. It
it's
feels
not.
Good to give.
It really does. Yeah. That's why we're here. None of this money, I really feel, even belongs to anyone. It's all to share and make the world a better place.
Nice. And you mentioned that you feel like sometimes like we're living more and more on an island. I think my neighborhood's more like Gilligan's Island.
Well, I just think the connectivity keeps getting deeper and,
right.
and the families are staying for longer time. So.
It's like a beautiful tribe.
It is.
Right.
It is.
Beautifully stated. Beautifully stated. Next song up. I love this band. I love the band you chose. You chose Death Cab for Cutie. Tell us about the song and why you chose it.
Is this Soulmate's Body?
It's Soulmate's Body.
Wow. Soulmate's Body really speaks to me on so many levels. It speaks to me when I think of nature. I have a lot of memories of dancing around to this song in our nook in our North Laguna little cottage with friends. It's just a very uplifting, upbeat song. And I do feel that we have to keep ourselves in balance, body, mind, spirit, every day. And our soul can really meet our body when we're with our friends, when we're in nature, when we're in the ocean or hiking or skiing. When soul meets body, you just feel elated. And it can even happen just dancing.
Beautifully stated. If you'd like to donate right now to Michelle and Jennifer's show here, you can donate at 949-715-5936 and speak directly to them, or call the donation line at 949-715-4859. You can also go to the website, kxfmradio.org. You click on the banner at the top, and you look for their show, and you donate that way. Right now, let's play it right now for you. Death Cab for Cutie. Soul meets body. 8:17. Takeover Monday.
I set my thoughts to far off destiny. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere.
There is such a great energy in this room right now, and I got to thank the two of you for doing this. Michelle Heiberg, Jennifer Reisman, bringing the energy here today. Thank you so much, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach.
Always a joy, always a joy. Loved hearing that song. It's been a while. One thing I really love about Laguna Beach is how the sun just shines on us all the time. And that song, when it says how the sun can wrap its hands around your body. I don't think I said that right, but there's right. something where you can really resonate with the sun's rays and feel its power and its healing power. And it's so wonderful to be outdoors and live in a place where we have healthy immune systems because we can play in the sunshine and the ocean. And just happy to be here with KXFM. 9 years now serving the community. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable. Thank you. Wonderful stuff.
Thank you so very much. And you just described yourself on the trails hiking and not just hiking, but you actually skip to music as you do the trails.
I do. When I turn on music, I do like to skip.
And Jennifer put it beautifully that yes, the outdoors and nature just makes you so high naturally that's what you do.
It really does. I really don't care about alcohol at all. I can dance and skip and play outdoors. Mm-hmm. I do feel high from nature.
Nice, nice. Now, the next song you've got up is the Great Beyond from REM. Tell us about the song.
This is a song that actually was in a really sad film about the comedian. I forgot, is it Andy? Do you remember that song?
Andy Kaufman.
Yes, Andy Kaufman. Kind of a sad movie. But the song is, it gives some sort of empowerment when you're really listening to it. It talks about how strong we are and that If you listen to guidance from the great beyond, anything's possible. And I do listen to guidance when I'm in nature all the time, and we can call it spiritual ideation, and I do my best to follow it. But
excellent. So the song was Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon.
And this song is The Great Beyond from REM. Let's hear it now.
Fall silent from your eyes. All the sights that I have seen. I can't believe that I believed. I wish that you could see. There's a new planet in the solar system. Tossing a punch.
Just about halfway through the 8 o'clock hour, Takeover Monday. And I think the thing I love the most about Takeover Week is the magnificent taste in music that our community members have. And my many thanks to both Michelle and Jennifer for bringing this playlist in today. And thanks for coming in and helping to support the radio station.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much.
So what's up next?
Up next, we have Karma Police. This is a fun song. I have lots of memories when my kids were super tiny, driving around, all four of us together singing this song. Zachary was, gosh, probably six. Morgan was four, and Melanie was two, and they all knew how to sing Karma Police, and they knew what karma was, and amazing little creatures who have really grown into servant leaders with two in college and one in high school. So
very cool. Congratulations, and congratulations to them as well.
They're wonderful.
And can we all just for a moment, the three of us, agree of how great a band Radiohead is?
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Radiohead, just quality catalog through and through, an outstanding catalog of music.
Definitely. And led by Tom York, who really, he pushes it.
Yeah.
He follows his gut instinct and he goes for it and he doesn't listen for advice. And he's a brilliant genius. So impressed with Radiohead.
Let's give you Karma Police right now. Takeover Monday. Radiohead is a home run, by the way. A fine selection there. Thank you for picking that song.
Thank you. Thank you. There's so much to pick from. In Rainbows is definitely one of my favorite CDs to fall asleep to, and had the honor of seeing that concert in San Diego. But I really love that we have an oldie coming up.
Excellent. But before we do, tell us that fascinating fact we just heard about that lengthy song that Thom Yorke recorded.
Well, I just read that Thom Yorke actually created a song that's 432 hours, 18 days, and he created it for a soundtrack collaboration in 2015.
Wow.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
Wow. That's a long masterpiece right there.
He goes for it. So, as do you, Ed.
Why, thank you.
As do you. I'm so impressed with you. I love your voice on the air. I love the warmth that you create in our community. And we are just so honored to have a local radio station that's been with us for 9 years with quality programming and authentic news, fact-based, and some great tunes, too. So thanks for having us here.
Thank you. I'm humbled. I really am. I really appreciate those words. Thank you. Our next song is a classic song?
It is a classic song. And, gosh, we use this for my husband's surprise party wedding and birthday invitation at least, I don't know, about 15 years back. And In My Life is one of my favorites. And I've got to say this morning I'm going to dedicate it to Jen Reisman, who just came into my life in September. But I feel like we've known each other hundreds of lifetimes, if that's possible. Nobody really knows.
That is absolutely cool. That is absolutely cool.
So today it's for Jen.
All right. Beautiful. So here we go. Beatles, In My Life. Michelle Hyberg, Jennifer Reisman, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach, the Takeover Monday.
So sweet.
There are places I remember all my life, though some have changed, some forever, not for better. Some have gone and some remain. All these places have their moments. With lovers and friends, I still can recall.
Have chosen a sweeter song. That is absolutely one of the sweet songs in the history of rock music.
It is really a beauty. It's a classic. And we actually used that song to a cover of that song for a video we had. We did a 60s gala back in June for Boys and Girls Club at the Montage. And so we were able to capture that song there too. So wonderful, wonderful song.
Very cool. What's on the plate for the Boys and Girls Club in the coming weeks or months?
Well, this morning I was working on some edits for the Dream Play Yard summary, which Pam and I have been working on the past couple of months, but still in a private phase. But we are raising money to make an incredible new Dream Play Yard to address the socio-emotional and academic deficits faced by all our students the past 18 months or so. So we're putting our kids first, we're putting play first, and we are here to allow every child to thrive.
Beautiful, beautiful work you're doing, and please continue to let us know with anything that we can do to help here at the radio station with you.
Thank you. Your
next song is a Moody Blues song.
Ah.
Tuesday afternoon. Can you tell us what went into the thinking behind this selection?
Well, the Moody Blues, I don't really know most of their songs, but this is one that always just made me feel really joyful. I find it to be very relaxing. It's nice in the morning. It's probably beautiful for a Tuesday afternoon as well. But there's something about the Moody Blues that reminds me of Laguna Beach. And I'm so sorry I wasn't able to be here back in the day, especially before I was born. I think that's when all the fun was happening. And maybe they were listening to the Moody Blues, or that might be later in the 70s.
Well, you're here now, and better late than never, as we say.
Yes, so happy to be here.
If you'd like to call and speak with Michelle and Jennifer, you can call 949-715-5936, or you can call the donation line directly at 715-4859, or finally go to the KXFM website, kxfmradio.org. Click the banner at the top. Find their show name, and you can donate that way. Remember, when you're entering your credit card, you don't need a middle initial. Read the instructions on entering the credit card, I guess. But you definitely don't need a middle initial as you enter that. So in any case, let's get to the Moody Blues Tuesday afternoon.
Cold
full-on orchestra makes you feel peaceful, doesn't it?
It really does. I was just appreciating that. I didn't realize how extensive that was. That was huge.
Yeah, pretty deep.
Pretty deep. Yeah, pretty deep.
And the Moody Blues were good for that. they were really good at integrating orchestra into their rock.
Really took you on a journey. Yeah. Hey, I was wondering about your transmitter cables, Ed.
Yeah, so we have a transmitter on the rooftop, and Tyler had posted pictures of 10 years ago when initially he was up putting the transmitter on the roof. And in the 10 years, oxidation from the ocean air has kind of rusted out the cables. And in some cases, it's tough to get the FM signal in some portions of town. So essentially, yeah, aside from other things needed here, we're looking for transmitter cables as well.
Fantastic. And that's
one of the things that the donations would help go toward.
Have we also pursued some in-kind donations of folks who might provide those actual cables?
I'll leave that up to you there.
You?
Wow, my goodness. It sounds like you know what you're doing here.
Well, you know, it might sometimes be easier to get the tangible item.
Right. All right, well, you know.
We need the funding, too, for the installation. But, let's look into it.
All right, I'm going to put my best people on it, which right now is you at this moment. So we are here with Michelle Heiberg, Jennifer Reisman, Boys and Girls Club of Laguna, and first of all, unbelievable generosity in spending your day with us and spending your morning with us. It's been super enjoyable, and this playlist is amazing.
You're so kind.
Next up, you have Tame Impala. Tell us about your love, and I know you've been raving to me for weeks about Tame Impala.
It's my favorite song right
I
now.
Think Tame Impala is a little underrated, and this song I chose comes with a video that kind of is saying, let's stop running around so much and hiding from our shadows, and because there's something building inside of all of us, and it's trying to get out. And I think that's our life purpose. Do we know what our life purpose is? I know mine is to teach the transformational joys of giving, and my main purpose right now is to help Pam Estes to have her dreams come true, because those are the dreams of all of our children, to make this a much brighter community where all of our kids are engaged and happy and healthy in Laguna and sister cities as well. So if you figure out what your purpose is and you identify it and you go for it, you'll never feel more fulfilled. And that's what this song reminds me of.
Oh, that's great. I love when music can lend that feeling to you. Let's hear it now. This is Tame Impala, Let It Happen. It's Takeover Monday.
Yeah.
That's Tame Impala, Let It Happen, coming to the close of the first Takeover Hour on Takeover Monday, along with Jennifer Reisman, Michelle Heiberg, the Boys and Girls Club of Laguna Beach. Thank you so much, ladies.
Oh, our pleasure to be here. And we're going to end it with a song I was just introduced to in the last year, Switchgood. I mean, Switch. Did I say that right?
Well, swim close. Good. It's Swim Good from Switchfoot.
Switchfoot.
Yeah. Say that three times real fast. Yeah.
Swim Good by Switchfoot. And anyone listening who surfs, really take a listen to this song about putting on your black suit and going out there and reaching deeper, striving bigger, being your best. This is a beautiful song with incredible lyrics for this town of Laguna Beach.
Okay. And Michelle and Jennifer, again, thank you for your generosity today and for coming in.
Thank you.
It was fantastic having you in here.
Thank you for having us.
You're phenomenal.
And thank you. And if you want to continue to donate to their show, you can do so by calling the donation line at 715-4859 or go to the website, kxfmradio.org. You click the banner at the top. You'll look for their show and donate that way throughout the course of the rest of Takeover. Right now, let's give you Switchfoot Swim Good as they say goodbye.
Broken hearts and put them in it. Now I'm driving round on the boulevard, tongue bleeding. Every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see you, they never see you. And I've got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles to the road. I say